I'm Sarah Gonzalez in for Tanzina Vega. This is The Takeaway. Residents across the Carolinas continue to face flooding from intense rains and winds. Originally a hurricane, Florence has now been downgraded to a tropical depression. But the damage is still severe. At least 17 deaths occurred along Florence's path, and thousands are currently in shelters waiting out the storm.
We've got over 3,100 North Carolina National Guardsmen mobilized and working state relief operations right now.
Colonel Wes Morrison is the Chief of Army Operations for the North Carolina National Guard.
The situation is changing, especially with the roads right now, because even though the storm has generally passed, though we're experiencing a lot of spin-off thunderstorms, we have a lot of concerns as the next 3 days come along, as all those rains flow into our river systems and start to swell and overflow their banks. So our North Carolina National Guard citizens, soldiers stand ready. In some cases, their families are impacted by the storm, but they're like a lot of first responders. They're out there doing their duty. And we can't be more proud of them and to be associated with them.
And with us now is Will Michaels, a daily news producer for WUNC in Chapel Hill. Will, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Sarah.
And Will, give us an update. How are things looking on the ground where you are?
Well, the colonel really hit it on the head. The rain is just now stopping for many of us in North Carolina. And to give you an idea, it's been going on since probably Thursday. So it's several days worth of rainfall. And we're not talking about a little bit of drizzle. It's heavy rainfall 24 hours a day for several days. And the main concern now is watching where we have flash flood warnings. And we have, I mean, there are too many for me to go through individually. But suffice it to say, from central to eastern North Carolina, there are flash flood warnings continuing. And over the next few days, we're keeping our eyes on the major rivers in North Carolina because they are expected to crest tomorrow, about Tuesday morning. So, and that could happen in record levels in many places.
And Wilmington in North Carolina, a city with a population of 120,000, has been cut off because of flooding. You cannot access it by road. What's happening there, Will?
Right. So the I-40, which is the main artery into Wilmington, is closed because the roads are simply impassable. Other main roads into Wilmington to the west and east are cut off, which makes it very treacherous for people who might still be there to get out. Now, we do know that, again, the rain has stopped in Wilmington, so that's the good news. The Cape Fear River in Wilmington still hasn't crested. That's the bad news. And right now, we're not sure exactly how many people are still in Wilmington. We do know that hundreds of people have been rescued by swift water boats in places like New Bern. And New Bern, for instance, is at the mouth of two different rivers. And so it has the water coming in from central North Carolina down to the east. And it also has the storm surge that came up during Hurricane Florence over the weekend. It has already seen major flooding, and it could see more as time goes by.
And nearly 15,000 people are staying in shelters in North Carolina. Over the weekend, more evacuations were ordered in cities, including Fayetteville, which is one of the state's biggest cities. Did people follow those evacuation orders?
Largely from our reporting, yes, they did. And that was within a mile of the Cape Fear River in Fayetteville. So many of them went to friends or family who were simply a mile or two away and just not in flood-prone areas. Some did come to further inland to some of the major shelters in places like Chapel Hill and Winston-Salem. But yes, largely from what we understand, people did heed those evacuation warnings, which is really good news today.
All right. Will Michaels is a daily news producer for WUNC. Will, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.